internet control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call. To remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Early check-ins at this time, looks like I've got 15 on my list. We'll start out with Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Next up, I have Mr. Pat in Malden, K4OSH. Chris in Greenville, K04RUR. Our friend Jim in Pelzer, KW4TS. Next up, I have Jack in Greenville, KJ4UHF. Carol in Greenville, KM4RGX. Mr. Sid checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Next up, I have John checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Then we have Landon. Guess where he's checking in from? The Bahamas. KG4WNP. Hope he's having a good time. Next up, we have Mr. Leroy checking in from Taylor's. KA5WLL. Jim from Dacusville. KO4RAX. Patrick checking in from Penrose. K04HKX. Then I have my husband Mark, W2MJB, and of course myself in the log as well. So that's it for the early check-ins. We'll give an opportunity for any new hams, people with a new license or new to the hobby, haven't checked in for a while, new to the net. You can take advantage of this opportunity to check in above your, before you're waiting for your alphabetical group, or if you feel like you'd like a little bit of extra time, whether you're new or not, you can come on the radio and I will walk you through the process. So any new ham, please come on the line and say net control and I'll walk you through the process.
This is KO4UFQ. Brian in Simpsonville, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Foxtrot Quebec, checking in for my first time.
Welcome, Brian. KO4UFQ. Brian from Simpsonville, did I get your call sign correctly?
I am.
Welcome to the hobby. You have a great call sign. This net's a good one to listen into. There are a lot of people with who've been in the hobby for a long time, and so pretty much any question you have, you can find some ideas or answers for. People are really, it's really nice how you can get on and ask anything radio related, and you'll get several responses. So I know in particular Walt, who calls the net on Tuesday nights, likes to have a round table after the net, and so he's a good place to answer questions. There's a swap net on Wednesdays, and really, you can come on with questions. So thank you for joining us. It's good to have you on our net. All right, at this time, I'm going to go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and I have negative and negative, and I want to welcome Brian to the hobby. He's a friend of mine. I've been trying to help him, and he's in for the first time tonight. 73 to everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, N4H, that's Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net, Wendy.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Alan, checking in from Piedmont, K4VKN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Alan, and it's great to hear other hams welcoming Mr. Brian. Glad you two are friends. I'd like to welcome Marshall, checking in from Jacksonville, W4MKH. Hope you're having a good evening down south there. Thank you for checking in. At this time, I'm going to go to our regular radio check-ins. And I almost said it was Monday again, but it's not. It's Sunday. We're going to start with group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
HTP. Check in K1CJW. It is Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens, negative and negative. And good evening to all.
HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm mobile in Greenville tonight. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
KN4HTP. Steven and Wendy, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he is in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Rick, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome K1CJW, Mr. Roland, in Pickens. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. Next, I'd like to welcome Tyler, who is mobile in Greenville, W4CTW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tyler. And then I would like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kurt. It's good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net. Please still mark. We said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check us in out of turn. We have some visitors. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Name is Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you. Everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. And thank you for the extra time you put in to help make this net run smoothly as the net manager. Next, I'd like to welcome Don and Miss Linda, checking in from Piedmont, KG4PFI and KG4QLQ. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you breaking away from your guests for a few minutes to check in. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. Dave. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Into the net, I'm probably out of sequence, but I have the short time of the day. Please check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4ISG. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia, 73s. Good net and good night. And my apologies for coming in all discombobulated. Have a good one, y'all.
Control. Please check in and out, Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike, AE4BM, Ben, down here in Charleston.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Danny, checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny. I'm glad you took the time. Also, I'd like to welcome Ben, checking in from Charleston, AE4BM. Thank you for joining us, having a good evening. All right, at this time, we'll take a quick check with EchoLink. If there are any EchoLink stations that would like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next group of radio check-ins, and that is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. And we'll stick around tonight, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for checking in, Harry. I have you down for some rack to you later. And I think our friend John, KN4RJN, will join us on EchoLink. So thank you for joining us for rack to you. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone who is in the group Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Gene. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'm going to move us to the next alphabetical group at this time, and that is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have good night. 73.
HTP. India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI. End, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James. He is checking in from Tuxedo. KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight, James. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry from Greer, KK4JBQ, and his wife, Miss Donna, KO4MFK. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. Next up, I'd like to welcome Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI-4-LZI. Good to hear your voice on the radio, Andy. I enjoy when you are able to check in on the nights I call the net. All right, at this time, we're going to give another opportunity here for India through Lima. India through Lima, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4-HTP or Net Control. This is KN4-HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4-HTP or net control to check in.
4-HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Kilo 4, NNH. My name is Fred, mobile with Piedmont. Up 3 to you, all the net, welcome to the new ham. I'll be negative and negative.
Table Mark, I said hello. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India Mike, Walt, and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for the plug on the round table on Tuesday night, Wendy.
HTP, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello. And we'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy.
HTP. Check in Marion down here in beautiful downtown Seneca. KO4HJO. KO4HJO in Seneca. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling in that.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fred checking in. He is mobile in Piedmont. KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Fred. Next up, I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walt. You have a great voice for the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, checking in from Campobello, and his wife, Miss Anna, KO4NUE and KO4RYP. I hope when you get a chance, Mr. Chad, you'll share a little something about your trip to France. So I'm looking forward to hearing just a little bit of what you can share with us. So next up, I'd like to welcome Marion checking in from Seneca, KO4HJO. Thanks for joining us tonight, Marion. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, at this time, we'll give another opportunity for anyone in the group, Mike through Papa that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
Recheck. And from ear to ear, go ahead and mark me in for comments.
that, I'll put you down for comments. And 4-HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone else in the group, Mike through Papa? Mike through Papa that would like to check in. Please call net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
Eddie, Tango 4, Sierra Oscar, John in Johnsonville, South Carolina.
This is Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
Take control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike.
Control, please check in. Kilo Echo 4, Sierra Uniform Juliet, marking Tamasi.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Johnsonville. WT4SO. Thanks for joining us tonight, John. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. JD, checking in from Berea. KF4RVH. Thank you for joining us tonight, JD. Next, I have a station from Greenville, KO4RMM. I didn't get your name, though. Can you recheck with your name, please?
Oscar 4 Romeo Mike, my name is Kurt in Greenville, Mike, Kurt Monica.
KN4HTP, thank you. I have Kurt, KO4RMM. Thank you for checking back with me. Next up, I'd like to welcome KE4SUJ. I have Mark, but I did not get your location. Can you please respond with your location?
Kilo Echo 4, Sierra Uniform Juliet. Mark, I'll be located in Kamasi.
I know my problem, and that's I haven't heard of this town before. Or there's a lot of static. Do you mind spelling the name of your location?
T-A-M-A-S-S. Just outside of Wahala.
Never got that one. I need to get out a map for sure. Tamasi. Anyway, that's a close approximation, but I appreciate you being patient with me on that one. I'm sure it's a great place. It's just I'm not familiar with it. So thank you for joining us on the radio tonight. All right, we'll see. Is there anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango? Quebec through Tango that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, SK4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open our check-ins up to the big group, which is everybody, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Again, KB0, KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan, name is Steve. Also, Kilo Delta Zero, November India, Quebec, KD0NIQ, Megan. We're in northern Greenville County, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Whiskey 4, Hotel India, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, checking in from northern Greenville County, KB0KBJ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Steve. And he brings along Miss Megan, KD0NIQ. Please pass Miss Megan. Next, I'd like to welcome Bruce, checking in from Seneca, W4HI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Bruce. I appreciate you taking the time to check in. Is there, looks like we'll go to Echolink stations for a moment. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Miss Wendy. Mark and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. And he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy. Gary is the net control for Wednesday nights, and there is a swap net that night, so it's an interesting night to listen in and maybe to list something or to acquire something. It's a good time. So I encourage you to check in with Gary on Wednesday nights. All right, we'll go to the radio check-ins again, and we're going all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name's Duncan up here in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Duncan. I appreciate you checking in. All right, at this time, I think we'll go ahead and close the secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. Just an FYI, at this point we have 54 check-ins. That's a good Sunday night. Thank you everybody for checking in. All right. Looks like I have a case. Well, I don't know who to start with. They're all going to be good. Let's start with John, KN4RJN. I always like hearing an update on the stars. The moon has been fabulous this past week. What's the sky like? The sky like up in your neck of the woods, Mr. John, KN4RJN.
This is KN4RJN. It's pretty clear up here this evening. Did you manage to catch any of the asteroid shower the other night?
I wanted to go out, we had rain, so I'm hoping I can still catch some, because if it's we had wispy clouds earlier today, but if they've cleared up, I'm definitely heading out tonight.
This is KN4RJN. Roger. It was clear up here. I went out about 4, but it actually peaked somewhere in the vicinity of about 2, but I managed to see a few. And then that same evening, the ISS came over about 6, and my wife actually got up and came out. We watched the ISS, and as I was checking something on my phone, she says, "Oh, there's one." So she got to see an asteroid. I missed it, because by the time you say there it is, you know, or look, it's gone. But We saw a few, so it was pretty good. Yeah, the moon's pretty bright up here this evening. And come Halloween, it'll be in the, let's see, it'll be in the last quarter. It'll be a crescent. So, but it won't come up until probably well after the trick-or-treaters are gone. But hopefully it'll be clear and we can see some skies. I'm thinking about setting up my scope in the driveway for the trick-or-treaters to come look at Saturn and Mars and that kind of thing. I did that once before down in Inman. But other than that, today I've just been fighting technology. We got some new phones, and I'm trying to transfer from an Android to an iPhone, and it's like speaking in a different language. So I've been fighting with that most of the day, and it's driving me crazy, but I'll figure it out sooner or later. How are you and Mark doing?
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Well, I got, Mark told me it's an early Christmas present. They, he and Max, my son, got me a new office chair. And it's a great chair, but you know, everything comes with some sort of instruction book. So, luckily my chair only had one page that I had to read. Mark put the chair together. That's part of the joy of it being a gift from him and Max. But it's a mesh chair, so it doesn't have any cushions, so I like that it's very breathable, and it's nice tall back, and then it has this recline option for, you know, several inches back, and lumbar support, and of course you can move the seat higher or lower, and stuff like that. So I was making sure that I could figure out how all the adjustments go, you know, the up and down part's pretty easy, and then you can lock it in place so the back doesn't recline, or you can unlock it so that you can push to recline. But then it was so hard to make it recline that I had to read the directions to find out how to make it easier, because it was, you know, it's not worth it to recline it at all if you have to push so hard with your legs that you can't relax. So I was trying to figure that out, got my leg pinched, got a big blood blister. Then Mark showed up, and I had figured out what knob I needed to push, but it was so tight, I couldn't rotate it. And so he, of course, was, you know, I was fine. So he was chuckling a little bit about my fighting with the technology of a chair. So anyway, he helped me loosen the knob, and now I'm all very content with my new present. But we got a good chuckle out of that. But I think it would be way more frustrating to switch phones. Oh, they must have 30 pages on that instead of just a half a page like it was for me to read for my chair. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, we don't get many trick-or-treaters around here. We're at a T intersection, and most kids come up the T, and they either turn right or left, and they don't cross the street and visit us. So we're okay with that. We don't have any little kids around, so it's, you know, it's just fine. We usually go to a church activity to see the kids in costume and stuff like that. But it sounds like it'd be really fun to set up your telescope and show the kids, you know, a planet or two when they stop by.
This is K4RJN. I had to stop laughing there for a minute. I used to tell, when I was teaching, I used to tell my kids, you have to be smarter than the piece of equipment you're attempting to operate. usually when they were trying to sweep the floor. But, yeah, it can be frustrating. Yeah, my neighborhood my neighbor told me, he says, have you been briefed on Halloween? I said, well, no. He says, well, it gets pretty busy around here. I said, okay. So I'm not sure if we've got, you know, she's bought two of those big, huge, you know, sampler things of Halloween candy and then hid them so we wouldn't eat them all. But I'm not sure that's going to be enough. I'm thinking about sneaking down to the store and getting a couple more just to make sure. But, yeah, I did that in Inman, but I've got a street light right out in front of my driveway. And I'm either going to have to block that somehow, or I might go over to my neighbor and set up in his driveway where it's a little darker. He's in the shadow of my house. and lock on to Saturn or Jupiter and have the kids, you know, look through it and that sort of thing. It was a lot of fun. We did that, you know, a few years ago when we were down in Inman, and they enjoyed it. And I had them look at the moon at the time. I don't think the moon's going to be up soon enough for most of the trick-or-treaters to see, because it's going to be pretty late coming up, but we'll give it a shot. But yeah, anyway, yeah, just keep that in mind, that you have to be smarter than the piece of equipment you're attempting to operate.
Yeah, you got to tell those funny stories on yourself. Well, I have to, because we all might as well laugh. But thank goodness I am happy with the chair, and I do know how to work it now. And Mark loosened up the knob enough that I won't be getting any blisters while I'm trying to get the knob adjusted and pinching my knee in the process, and who knows what else. I'll let you know what other injuries I can manage with my new chair. Mark's had a busy outdoor weekend. I'm glad we had a little cooler weather this weekend. It was in the 70s. He's working on he's putting in a retaining wall in the backyard. So he poured the foundation a while back and put in some rebar, and now he's putting some cement block up, and then he's gonna put stone face on it, because we have the other walls around our house have fancy stonework. Well, not really fancy, they're fake stonework, but they look cool from a distance. So I think he's gonna work on that, and he went over to help some of our friends. They were building a shed, so he went over and worked on that. He said he's got to go back and help with the shingling. Mark feels like he's a good candidate for being the one that does most of the shingling, because he's a little more agile and not afraid of heights. So I think he's kind of seeing the writing on the wall he likes to help people out, so that'll be nice. Hopefully he won't get too sunburned at that. Been pretty quiet. Shadow's doing great. She has the most luxurious life of any dog I know. How are your cats doing?
Well, my one cat was, she has this thing about rubber bands and twisty ties, and if you leave one laying around, she's going to be with it. And I asked Karen, I said, where are all the cat toys? And she says, well, they're over here in this basket. And she got out a few, and then she looked in another basket. Oh, here's some more. I wondered where the rest of those went. So now there are cat toys scattered all over the house, and and they played with them a few times, and now they're ignoring them. So, you know, it's like, you know, and I'll see that one cat running around with a rubber band in her mouth again. You know, it's like, you got to get away from her, because if she swallows that thing, it's going to be, we got problems. That's going to be an expensive vet bill. But changing the subject entirely, while I was fighting with technology, the SIM card in an iPhone is on the side, and you get this little tool that's basically a fancy paper clip. And you punch, you know, and I'm reading the directions. You got to put the thing in there and then kind of semi pry it out. Well, I'm trying to pry out my friend's phone that's currently staying with us, because we switched her phone over as well and had to put a new SIM card in it. Well, on the new iPhones I got, the rim is plastic, and while I'm trying to pry this thing out, I actually broke the little part of the little hole off, but I managed to get it out and get it changed out. But hers is metal, and I put it in there, and I'm trying to pry this thing out, and finally it flips out and flies across the room. The holder, the SIM card, everything, and you know, this is fairly fairly thick carpet in here. So we're on our hands and knees looking for the SIM card so I can change out the stupid thing. Oh, it was Keystone Cops comedy of errors, if ever there was one. It was a mess, but my phone's working now, so that takes care of that. Yeah, tell Mark to put on plenty of sunscreen, because if he's up there on the ladder doing the shingling, he is going to be exposed to some solar radiation for sure. But better him than me. I got two ceiling fans that I've got to install, and I talked to the doctor and my physical therapist about that, and he says, "Yeah, I'm not sure I'd get up on a ladder just yet. You know, give it a while." So they're still sitting in the box. But eventually I'm going to have to climb up there and change that thing out. So, yeah, I feel his pain. But but anyway, I know you've got some other folks lined up to chat with you, so I'm going to back on out of here. 73s to everybody. Good talking to you, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hi. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4HTP, that one last little story about my dog. She, the three of us sit down to dinner. Mark's mother lives with us. And, you know, it's quiet. We don't have, there's nothing on, you know, no radio, no TV, nothing. It's just quiet. And the dog suddenly decides every single night that that's when she needs to go play with her squeaky toy. So she's in the room, the family room's connected with the kitchen. So she's over there. We can't see her. But, of course, we can hear her because she's going to town on her squeaky toy. And she doesn't play with it other times except when we sit down to eat dinner. So there is just something about those animals. We love her dearly, though, so we just laugh about it and then go on. But thanks for joining me for some rag too, John. It was good to hear from you. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to check and see if I've missed anyone for check-ins. Anyone for comments or for check-ins, we're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
Don't forget about Chad there. He was waiting to rag you. KN4LZI.
This is KN4HTP. Thank you, Andy. I'm looking forward to hearing from Chad, too. But next up, I have Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, how are things out your direction?
4HTP, KC4EZN. Good evening, Wendy. And John still listening. Hello. Glad to hear that you're mobile and moving around and maybe not quite ready to get on a ladder, but that's okay. Anyway, we're doing well up here, Wendy. Getting things semi back in order after Tropical Storm Fred. I think I mentioned had a big tree fall in the side yard, and I managed to whittle a little bit of that down into firewood and got my antenna out from underneath it. And finally, Saturday afternoon, managed to get it back up in the tree that it used to be in. And it's still working well. So I can check one little thing off my list, and then I can go back and work on the rest of that tree. I think I've probably got a couple of years worth of firewood in that tree, and then the trunk. Main trunk and a couple of bigger limbs, I'm going to have somebody that's got a big piece of machinery or a lot of ambition and a big saw or something. It's about 2 feet in diameter at the base, and that's just bigger than I even want to even think about handling at least on my own. And I don't think I really want to think about cutting that up into firewood either. That's a pretty good-sized tree to cut up. Anyway, everything else is well. The antenna's working well. I've managed to work the either three or four de-expeditions in Africa with the antenna back up. So I think it's working well. And I had to chuckle with John on instructions on how to sit in your chair. I know that sounds kind of funny, but. Sometimes the instructions that come with things aren't exactly plain, and I know if you buy something that was made in a foreign country and the translator of the directions into English, if that person was not an English speaker to start with and is using their dictionary, sometimes their language doesn't translate into the same thing in English. I've had that experience too. But anyway, that was a funny experience. I enjoyed listening to that. And I've got my Shack Kitty. Her call is Mike Echo Zero Whiskey, and I did check that on Google, and there is not a call, but there is a Boston radio station that uses that. And her name is Bitsy, and she enjoys laying across my arm that I run the mouse with when I'm using the computer with my radio, and I think it's primarily because the little space heater that I knock the chill off in the basement with sometimes is blowing on her there. So we're having fun with that. Well, we'll bounce it back to you, Wendy, and let you get on with Chad.
you made him an offer he couldn't turn down, so we'll let you bounce it into his court. KN4HTP, KZ4EZN.
KZ4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for the update. Really happy to hear the antenna is back up in its customary tree and that you've made progress on the firewood tree. And I love hearing about your cat, M-E-0-W, call sign. Love it. So thanks for sharing that. Now I'm going to have to ask you for updates occasionally on Meow. No, Dixie. So thanks for sharing that. All right, I'm going to take a little break from Rag Chew right here and see if there's anyone listening that hasn't checked in yet. We're doing check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If there's anyone listening in that hasn't checked in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. All right, this is KN4HTP. I'm excited to hear a little tidbit or two from Mr. Chad's trip, KO4NUE. Are you still listening in?
HTP, this is KO4NUE. Well, Miss Wendy, I just want to comment on the whole chair thing and say that when you started telling me about putting the chair together, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, no. And I hope Mark's involved in that, because I instantly imagined you somehow slipping and sliding up underneath the chair like you did on the horse when he told Mark that not to tighten the belt or the strap on the horse. And I just thought, oh no, she needs to let Mark do that. But I just want to tell you that you have got a knack for telling stories, and that's the first thing that popped in my mind when you were telling me about the chair.
Who thinks something as ridiculous as a chair would be so funny? I'm still laughing about it, so I'm glad you listened in and got a chuckle about it, too. And the horse, yep, little puddle under the horse. No, you don't need to tighten the cinch on this horse. I'm laughing right along with you. So, how was France?
Well, Chet, we're heading out this week. We got family coming to stay while we're gone and watch over the place for us. And but I my plans, and let me be clear, my wife's over here laughing. My plans for France are slowly disappearing. Hey, and so I am nervous about this food in France. It's my deal. I've got a couple of deals or a couple of situations. One is the flight. I spent a lot of time on airplanes and helicopters in Iraq, and I don't like them. I don't like them at all. So that's number one. Number two is the food. I got issues with snails. I've got issues with bone marrow soup. And I don't know what these people are putting in my food. And I have, so what I have done, so we're going on a tour to see the beaches of Normandy. As a soldier, you know, I want to look at the layout and see kind of what our service members went through. And I expect it to be a pretty emotional experience for me. But to deal with the whole food thing, for me, she likes trying new things and new food and things like that. And I'm just not that way, you know. I want to eat things that are, you know, safe to eat, and I know what they are, and they don't necessarily live in a shell. So I got ordered some MREs. I got some MREs, which is food that the Army eats. And my idea was that when we're on the Normandy tour, we're gonna enjoy the whole experience as a soldier, and we're gonna eat the MREs, and we're gonna, you know, experience as much as we possibly can the layout and kind of what they've gone through. And I was informed that I don't think that that's gonna work. So I'm not sure that we are gonna be able to eat our reconstituted strawberries from 1949. And yes, you can buy them on eBay, I'd like to add. And I also got to find out we are staying in a watchmaker's house. As a watchmaker during World War II. And sounds exciting, but I got an opportunity to see some pictures of it the other night, and it is neat, I'm not taking away from it, but I swear it's got like 4-foot ceilings in it, so I'm not quite sure how that's going to work with 4-foot ceilings in a watchmaker's house. But, you know, we'll do what we gotta do and enjoy it, I guess. I'm just getting a little bit anxious, you know, because it's mainly the airplane ride and the food. You know, I can deal with the watchmaker's house, but I may have to just point and grunt when it comes to a menu.
ATP and Joe, as always, this is Casey Corey. And before I retired, I spent 3 weeks in China. And before we went, we made the decision that we were going to go native. And basically, I learned that if you listen to your nose, and if your nose says no thank you, then you very politely pass the plate to the next person and check the next item. When we went out and ate on our own, we ate in every restaurant in our hotel except the Thai restaurant. They had a French restaurant and a German restaurant and an American restaurant and a Thai restaurant. And that's the only one we did not eat in. So basically, let your nose talk to you and kind of enjoy it as you go. With that, we'll pass it back to you, Chad. Have a good time, though. But, yeah, I've been there, and like I say, just if your nose says no thank you, then find a polite way to pass the plate to the next person. Casey, for you again.
Easy in. QE. So here's my whole deal, and I know I'm getting looks. I can't see her through the wall, but I know she's looking at me. Is having to eat something is different than wanting to eat something, if you know what I mean. And what I mean by that is on the first deployment, We sat down with some villagers, local villagers, to share a meal, and had a camel. And, you know, I don't exactly know how to describe that. People have a tendency to try to explain foods that they don't know how to eat. It tastes like chicken. Well, no, it didn't taste like chicken at all. And, but you know, you can't be rude. You gotta, you know, just had to grin and bear it and just eat it. And you had to eat enough of it to you know, hey, basically just lie to them and tell them, hey, this is delicious, and it's just, and I just don't want to be in that situation, you know. So I think we've agreed to where I can carry my backup food, and I just would like to add that, you know, there's a little bit of fear involved there when you are willing to say that a MRE is good over taking a chance with, oh, I don't know. But it is what it is, and you know, we're gonna do it, and I personally am gonna do it with a grin on my face. So back to you, anybody, KO4 NUV.
Comments, KK4JBQ.